about KRCD Talk Station. Let's hear from a local author coming up next. Mission Transition. And I am so pleased to welcome to the 55KRC Morning Show local author, West Sider, Matt Lewis. He proudly served his country in America's military. I'll give you his background. One of the nation's leading experts in career transition, he is. Associate Director at Deloitte & Touche Tohmatsu Limited, serving senior firm leadership and addressing complex enterprise-wide transformation and business development issues. He holds an MBA in operations and finance from Kelley School of Business at Indiana University, a BS in mechanical engineering from West Point. Hey, Bob McDonald's alma mater. Also graduated the U.S. Army Command General Staff College. Additionally, he served in the Southwest Asia Combat Theater and on the staff of the U.S. Army's Office of the Deputy Chief of Staff of Operations. Matt, great to have you in studio. Thanks right off the bat for my listeners and me for your service to our country.
Brian, thanks for having me here. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all you've done and continue to do in support of veterans.
Well, you know me, I did not enlist, so it's like I try to dedicate as much time as I can on the 55 KRC Morning Show, maybe trying to make up for that. But I love my American veterans. I mean, just great people. And let me give a plug to Honor Flight, because we did their fundraiser on Saturday night, and a huge turnout. What a great event that was. So thanks again. And, you know, you're continuing to serve, and today we're talking about your book, Mission Transition, Navigating the Opportunities and Obstacles to Your Post-Military Career. And I start out looking at the title, and I recognize, because I hear it quite often, sometimes veterans have a difficult time transitioning into, you know, I don't want to call it the real world, but, you know, the world of us non-enlisted folks, we didn't experience military life. People like me can only guess at what it's like. And how is it that there is that problem? Because, you know, I've talked to people from like Home Depot, for example. They love hiring veterans.
Yes,
and the same thing I hear all the time.
That's right.
They're smart. They're capable. They listen to instructions, and they're out-of-the-box thinkers that are capable of solving problems on their own. I mean, this sounds like the ideal employee.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What's the problem then?
Well, think about the support or lack thereof that they get or don't get on the way out. It's driven by funding, right? So if you're, just to mix metaphors here, CEO of the Pentagon, or for that matter, an American taxpayer, where do you want your money going? To beans, bullets, mission first, or to helping people get out of the service?
Understood.
The answer is obvious, and because of that, it's the lack of support in part that they receive. That's just part of it. The other is the lack of understanding on the veterans' part of the civil-military gap. And just to quantify what that looks like these days, less than 0.5% have served any time in active duty post 9/11. Less than 2.5% of those Fortune 1000 executives running the corporate world have any military experience whatsoever.
Wow.
So I mean, flip those numbers around. You know, if I'm coming out of the service and aspire to a job in the corporate world, you know, there's better than 97% chance that those sitting across the table from me have no idea who I am, what I've done, what I can do. And yet, just as you noted, that's precisely what they can do, add tons of productivity to all these organizations.
And they're good at showing up on time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear it from business owners all the time. They have a shortage of workers who are willing to put in the time. You know, getting guys to just show up at 9 a.m. when the clock is supposed to be punched, that is a hurdle that needs to be overcome.
Yeah, precisely right. Another thing that they run into is just the culture gap. Veterans coming out don't appreciate the loss that it entails. They lose a real part of their identity. They lose recognition of their rank. They lose UCMJ authority. I mean, I could go on and on. They lose the certainty of chain of command. There's about 24 different cultural dimensions that they experience simultaneously coming out that is just a complete head spin for them.
Okay. And you have just really kind of solidified something that never quite registered with me before. I kind of get the day in and day out difficulties, the differences in your life compared to the lives that we lead outside of American military.
Right.
But they had the built-in support structure. It was right there for them. All they had to do was ask their commanding officer or someone in charge, where do I go for this?
That's right.
Out here in the world, you got to kind of take that on yourself.
Yeah. Freedom comes with, you know, lots of choices. And
indeed,
heretofore, they hadn't had to make a lot of choices. They were kind of told how to to run, to talk, to walk. And now they get to choose all that themselves, and they're not used to doing that.
My guest today in the studio, Matt Lewis, about his book, Mission Transition, Navigating the Opportunities and Obstacles to Your Post-Military Career. We're going to pause right here. We'll continue this conversation, get more help for our military folks out there by the way of job opportunities, and maybe convince some businesses that, man, they should be thinking in a different direction. First, Cullen, see you. 849, 55KRC, the talk station. Happy Monday to you. Brian Thomas here with Matt Lewis. He proudly served his country in the American military and achieved great status there. Of course, went to West Point as well. A man of letters. I just referred to him in the off-air segment. And as he writes in his book, which we're talking about today, Mission Transition, Navigating the Opportunities and Obstacles of Your Post-Military Career. Veterans and the character, work ethic, and productivity they instantaneously bring are abundant and available. We simply need to find a way to help them cross that civil-military divide and assimilate into a new way of being. And that's what he's written about in this book. Matt, it's a step-by-step, very easy-to-follow set of guidelines and principles.
That's exactly right. It's a practical book. The primary question it attempts to address is, how can veterans transition from the military achieve full potential by avoiding false starts and suboptimal career choices following their time on active duty? You know, it's written in a what I'll call a field manual-like manner, a language that they would implicitly understand. Crawl, walk, run, step one, two, three. Lots of exercises, lots of pictures. One of the key points we focus on is prioritizing the who over the what. If you're at all familiar with Parachute, What Color Is Your Parachute, Dick Bowles' perennial decades-long bestseller on job change, he says those job hunts that begin with a focus on who, your personal strengths and passions, rather than what, your particular skill sets, will result in success 84% of the time. Those that focus on simply the what is my skill set, military, ergo, what should it be in the real world, successful only 28% of the time.
No kidding. So a real life example of that, I'm in the military and I'm working on repairing, I don't know, military vehicles, trucks or something like that. So I'm a mechanic. I want to be a truck mechanic when I get out.
Sure.
That person's not necessarily thinking broad enough out of the box.
Yeah, or take my example. I was a tanker. I was a combat arms, of which there are less than 15% across all services, which is another unknown fact. So, you know, you don't see too many tanks here driving down
that is
Montgomery.
Silas is no longer sheriffs. They don't have a tank anymore with these sheriffs.
Exactly. So, you know, people like me and other combat arms people like me, you have to invent an entirely new way of being. In fact, more than 50% of veterans coming out of the service don't leverage or don't end up in a career field that's identical to what they were in the service.
Well, in your case, it illustrates exactly why. Nobody needs tank operators out here in the real world.
Exactly. The point is you got to go back to who you are as a person and who you want to be coming out on the other side.
Well, and I point to the joke about the man of letters, but you do have a business degree at Indiana University, a BS for mechanical engineering. Yeah. Is it, for many of these men and women coming out of the service, are the difficulties finding jobs have anything to do with a want of education, or does this cross all manner of folks coming out of the American military?
It crosses all manner of folks. You know, there's lots of transition vehicles. One thing the book lays out is a practical decision tree in terms of the career fields that you could end up in and what strengths you will need to excel in each of those. So as you walk through and defining who you are, part of that is transitioning into one of these particular career fields.
Well, as I'm listening to you speak, and I know the focus is, I mean, the name of the book's got post-military career in it, Mission Transition does. This sounds to me like it would apply to anybody looking for a job.
That's right. Taken generically, I mean, and I've had civilians in their reviews on Amazon state that doesn't matter if you're military or not, this will work for you. What I set out to write was kind of What Color Is Your Parachute for veterans, but if you take this approach generically, it'll apply to Olympians, professional athletes, public servants, you know, think FBI, CIA, or even local or
P.G. Sittenfeld.
Yeah, exactly.
When he doesn't become mayor, he hasn't done anything yet, and
right,
he's going to have to find a real job maybe in the real world.
Right. Anybody that has served in a relatively abbreviated career, you know, call it 20 years or less, the govies, the veterans, et cetera, and then goes on in a relatively cloistered environment and then goes on to, you know, a role open to the rest of society, they will experience similar things that this book talks about.
All right. You talked about maybe the what, focusing too much on what you did in the military as an effort to find a job. Obviously, it's a big issue for you and something you write about. What's the other major thing you run in time and time and time again as an obstacle for former military folks coming out and trying to find a job?
Well, yeah. So one of those things in terms of obstacles is finding the right tribe. A critical aspect of a successful transition is finding, wherever you land, a group of peers. Sebastian Younger refers to it as a tribe. And those individuals in that tribe will help you assimilate, acclimate to the new culture of the organization that you're in and get you up to speed much more effectively, much more quickly.
Tell you what, all fascinating stuff, and again, far more than just military, although I do appreciate you writing this for our men and women coming out of the service. Mission transition, navigating the opportunities and obstacles to your post-military career. Easy to follow rules, something that everybody can read. And I guess sounds like something you can give your young people, too, maybe just coming out of college. Like, here you go. Read this one.
Yeah. We're coming up on holiday season. It would be a great gift for a lot of people on your list. Yeah.
Heck yeah. So get a copy. Go to 55krc.com on my blog and score yourself a copy. Moving just away, because I don't want to have someone with your knowledge and expertise in studio without just asking this, because it came up the other day in context. The unbelievably high suicide rate among our American military, is part of that, do you think, the struggle with this transition? Is it beyond that?
Absolutely. I don't think. I know, you know, whether you quote the 20, 22 a day, what have you. There's a strong correlation between those figures and either an incomplete or unsatisfactory transition from the military.
Wow.
And, you know, I call this line of effort number one. Line of effort number two is a book. Think of it as a mirror image focused at the corporate world. I mentioned the civil-military gap earlier.
Yeah.
My next book will much as – the first is a practical guide for veterans. The next is a practical guide for those in the corporate world so that they can bring these incredible valuable talent sets on and into their organizations.
Matt, I'm going to give you a mission, because I ask the question out loud all the time. I speak on behalf of the VA. You got to sign up yourself for the VA. It's a step that some people out of discharge,
right,
they have to take themselves. I wish it was something they did automatically.
It should be.
Here's your honorable discharge.
Yeah.
And by the way, congratulations. You signed up for your VA benefits. How tough could that be?
That's right.
Matt, it's been great meeting you. Thanks again for your ongoing service to our country. Folks, get a copy of Mission Transition, Navigating the Opportunities and Obstacles to Your Post-Military Career